he was describing them. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Covertly papers.
Maharaj?
Yeah.
Maybe you could elaborate on one point. It was very nice that if we find fault in another person or in some other personalities, and that will eventually come back to us.
Yes. That will come back to us. Connection with fault, the connection, through that connection, the influence, the contamination will come here. But like a guardian, if we want to remove it affectionately, it may not come.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he had mentioned that, I think it was dosh-anusandhan, part of dosh-anusandhan, as being one of the parts of prajalpa, or unnecessary talk.
Generally, prajalpa, when idle talks, the subject matter of idle talks generally becomes paradosh-anusandhan. Finding fault with others. That are generally the subject matter of our idle talk. Finding faults with others. But when a guardian, he tries to analyze his affectionate child, our disciple, the fault, and to point out it to them for correction, and with a sympathetic and a graceful eye, then it may not come to him, but he is pure enough. When any nurse is going to attend an infectious disease, patient. The infection may naturally come to the nurse, but he is well guarded, it may not come to him. And he is conscious of the poisonous nature of the disease, and he is very careful that it may not come, but he tries to remove that poison from the body of the patient, and with a guarded mind and dress, so the poison may not come, infection may not come to him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol.
Maharaj, there was one thing I heard once, that the chanting of Hare Krishna and Srimad Bhagavatam, these two things must be taken together, and that the chanting of Hare Krishna alone, that will have some effect, but without the Srimad Bhagavatam, that knowledge must be there.
Not only Bhagavatam, then that preserve this Bhakta Bhagavatam also. Sadhu Sangha Nam Kirtan. Sadhu Sangha. Want of serving the living scripture, then that passive scripture. Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha Harinam. Eimatra Jai. So, with the association of the sadhu, when sadhu is not available, then of course with scripture, shastra. Okay?
Parshuram.
And whether that Krishna Balaram?
No.
Not come. Have they gone to market?
Yes, Krishna. Gone to market.
Parshuram did not go?
No.
Only those two?
Yes.
Those Hari Bhagavad. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. To take them under the guidance of a sadhu, a higher man of higher realization, then there may be so many obstacles, oppositions, difficulties on the way, and with his help, they may be removed. So the guidance of the sadhu has been advised to be indispensable almost. But when sadhu is not available, then shastra comes. Shastra. Mahaprabhu says, sadhu sangha, naam kirtan, bhagavat sravan, mathura vas, that is dham vas, srimukti sraddhaya archan. Shastai panchanga. And if only one to be accepted, then nam kirtan. Kirtan means to chant loudly. That presupposes that with some, with a company, to someone I am saying, or in congregation, sankirtan. Jiva Goswami Prabhu has given the interpretation of Sankirtana. Bahuvir milita jat kirtanam tadiv sankirtanam. Not alone, but in a group to talk about Krishna. That is Sankirtan. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur also warns, don't join up any time of imitation Sankirtan. At least one bridging man must be there who is a Shuddha Bhakta. There is cholera and the Mahamari, the great epidemic. Some people, they want to go on with Nam Sankirtan. That is an aparad. The Nam Bhagavans, they want to hurry to remove away all these inauspicious thing from the world. This is sakam, that is aparad. A Shuddha Bhakta, a pure devotee, must not associate with him when such sankirtan is going on. So at least one pure devotee must be in the group, then one can join that sankirtan. In this way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has one. The guidance under must take place under a Shuddha devotee, pure devotee. That's Nirguna, who does not want anything mundane but the grace of Hari. That type of vibration must be present there, and that will help me in my subtlemost plane of self, my Nirguna aspect. And I reckon them. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. So, Pramod Maharaj, may you stop here today? Are you going tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Eh?
Tomorrow.
When?
In the morning.
Morning?
About 8 o'clock.
Nine o'clock train. So in the morning we can have another sitting.
Yes.
All right. You will go to Calcutta direct?
Yes. Delhi.
Tomorrow you must go.
Yes.
Or you can wait for tomorrow also. Hare Krishna.
My desire is to go so that I can come back very soon.
Oh. You'd like to come very soon.
Yes.
It is hopeful. Good Hari Bol. That Jayatirtha Maharaj also told the same thing, that whenever I feel any weakness, at least after a month I shall be here,
yes,
and gather strength and go. But no trace, no letter, no trace. What he is doing? He is a little weak-minded man for us. As we, I am told. Let Mahaprabhu save him. He has taken sannyas in the holy place, and Mahaprabhu accepted his sannyas, Katwa.
I promise you a weekly report.
Eh?
I promise you a weekly report.
Yes.
Weekly.
Weekly report.
Yes.
Oh. Every week you will send a letter.
Yes.
All right, let us see and... Gaud Hari Bol, Gaud Hari Bol, Gaud Hari Bol.
Maharaj, can I ask you something? May I ask you something?
Yes, yes. Gaud Hari Bol.
My guru is Srila Hansadutta Maharaj.
Oh, yes. You are Parashuram. He is Parashuram. Yes.
So I have... In Berkeley, I have heard many things against my guru, statements, criticisms. So my position, I feel, is very weak now. My faith has been shaken.
No, he is a very good man. And devotion I found in his heart, and unshakable. So if you have any respect for me, you don't be suspicious about him. He's a good man.
Yes.
And in the line of devotion. The Jayapataka Maharaj wrote a long letter to me. Such and such things have happened. I consulted Bhavananda Maharaj. He told to consult with you. Then what is your opinion about this? The things has happened in this way, elaborate later. I told through a person that I don't like to say anything before I meet him. I want to know what happened. So again I had some oral news. What is your opinion in such? He wanted sannyas, and ultimately we have not forced, but reluctantly we have gave sannyas. Still I told that I want to hear from him first without making any remark. Then anyhow, through Charuswami, Jayatirtha Maharaj was taken from Puri here, direct. And his wife and child, his son, was left to Calcutta. I heard from him, and I also wanted his wife and son to be here. And they are also brought here. I consulted, what's the matter? I had some apprehension that Swami Maharaj, as a grihastha, delegated him for acharya position. So he might have thought that the ISKCON, the present managing committee, has thrust on him, and in some uncareful moment he has accepted that. But that should not be continued. what Swami Maharaj has given, my Gurudev, I must stick to that. I inquired, I found something like that there. So I told him, anyhow, once you have taken up this role of sannyasi, the acharya proper, so many acharyas mostly are sannyasi, and you have, in any way you have once accepted sannyasi, you should not go back for madhi, to go back, that won't be, don't look well. So he told, what is your opinion? That you must, once accepted, you must retain that. Then, otherwise, it will be to put a bad name in the ISKCON, that is your a blasphemy of your illustrious Guru Maharaj, Prabhupada. Then he agreed. Then I had to convince his former wife also. She is a good lady. She also told in details what happened. And I asked her, did you come before the marriage? Yes. To come to satisfy him? Yes. You came to get the grace of Lord Krishna? Yes. Then we were to, for Swami Maharaj, you are to sacrifice your best beloved object for the cause of Krishna consciousness. I think, and Krishna will look after you. He is not a bankrupt. So he will look after you. He will sacrifice, give him up. But I think he is a general, one of the big generals, fighters in Krishna consciousness. I heard he has got a good name in his propagation. So, must not be taken back. You must. In the beginning, of course, she wept, shed tears, but anyhow, felt encouragement through my words and advice. The boy also shed tears, cried. I also encouraged him and the mother. And they finally accepted my advice. Then I asked this thing in my mind, that you give a letter to your previous guru of sannyas, Kirtananda Maharaj, and in anticipation, and you go to Katwa where Mahaprabhu took it. Sannyas. So Charu Maharaj and Govinda Maharaj, I sent them with him, went straight to Katwa, and there, after taking bath in the Ganges, there in the place where Mahaprabhu took his sannyas, and the place is located there. It is marked there he took. Again, this form of sannyas dress.
আপনি তার কপিনটা স্পর্শ করে দিয়েছেন
না? আমার কাছে দণ্ডদণ্ড কি ছুঁয়ে নিয়েছিল
স্পর্শ করে কে হংসদূত মহারাজ
হংসদূত না জয়চৈত মহারাজ
ইনি হংসদূত মহারাজ শিষ্য না
ইনি ইনি কার শিষ্য হংসদূত
হংসদূত
ও I mistook. I am going in another way. Hamsudut Maharaj also is a good man. good man. He is very sincere and he is very firm in his faith. Faith, unflinching adherence to his Gurudev Swami Maharaj. But he may not always be of the same opinion with the present GBC or Acharya. That difference may not be a very grave thing, that he would be undermined. I don't think like that. That is a good devotee.
Eke sab Hamsudhuk Maharaj Sishyo.
Eke sab discourage kocche. Those that are doing such, so they are committing offense.
Aapni te eke bol chen, itro guru ke chen.
You never undermine, think dwar about your Guru. He's a good devotee. If you've got any faith in me, you must stick very firmly to him.
Maharaj, what is the position of the disciple who has heard blasphemy of the Guru and his faith is shaken? What should he do?
That sort of association should be avoided. Some others also came to me beforehand. I asked them not to mix with them. Still, they come to spread poison. You must avoid as much as possible, otherwise you slip the place. Nishchaya. Hare Krishna. এখানে দুজনা এই ছিল, একজনাকে রঘুগণ, ওয়ান রঘুগণ, আনাদার জেন্টলম্যান রাধা শ্যাম অর সামথিং লাইক টু টু রাধা গোবিন্দ টু ডিসাইপলস কেম হিয়ার
হংসদূত মহারাজ একজন গ্রেট হার্ট
এখন
উনি খুব গ্রেট হার্ট great devotee.
And a straight thinker. And a very bold. Well, he revolted, and Bhavananda Swami, Charuk Swami, and Tamal Krishna came to me and I gave something in writing, that in tape, requesting him to deal very mildly with these three. And they went there and some compromise was effected. I heard. Gur Hari Gaur. You may not mind or attend all those criticisms against your Gurudev. You have to try to avoid that. And you may write to Hamsudut Maharaj also what I am to do here. I am dealt in such a way. Any other god brothers you have here? Are you alone?
There is Mahamuni who is staying. Mahamuni
is here.
Yes.
But with you?
No, not with me.
Any other?
He does not know you.
No, other.
He is not acquainted with you. Mahamuni?
Yes, we are God brothers. We are knowing from Berkeley, each other.
Oh, you know already. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
I'm wondering now, Maharaj, if I should take up some service in Vrindavan with the Gurukul, or if I should stay longer and hear from you for purification of all these criticisms.
He was asking of Guru Maharaj and what he directs. What direction you get from him, you do accordingly. Mm-hmm. Write direct to him.
Yes.
And what he wants you to do, you will do that.
Yes.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So, now...
Jai Maharaj. Jai Vishnupad, Sri Vishnupad.
Yes.
According to our imperfect consideration, we think we should leave tomorrow, this morning. What is your consideration?
You can spare, you can... you have more time. You may do.
Other words, a plane, planet reservation.
To Sravan Kirtan, both things together, simultaneously, should continue. To attain the place of propaganda, that is also necessary. Satatam Kirtan Tuma, Jatan Tashta Dhyabhada, Namaskaram Tastamam Bhaktam Pujitama. Receive and to distribute. Both equally important.
Odigal to ask you.
The trees of Krishna consciousness. To purchase and to sell. To collect and to distribute the current business of Krishna consciousness.
Now that we feel rich.
That is what is necessary. Preaching makes us fit to hear. While preaching, we face many new problems, and then hearing will be more perfect to inquire specially on those points, a new difficulty. So, constant saying, Sravan Kirtan, Sravan Kirtan, the rolling business, that is more fruitful, rolling business. Take and give, take and give, be mediator. The river, with current, the current water is more pure. More pure, current water. So the current should be kept always. Not stagnant, but current. To listen, ever new, and to dispute also, to preach, to speak. If it is current, it is a living thing, and it will show its ever new characteristic. Pratipadam Purnamita Sadhanam. Always it will seem to be a new thing, thing of new color, never stale, never stale. Navanamayamam, always showing new pages. It is not a finite thing, infinite characteristic would be maintained. Anandam Buddhivardhanam, almost antagonistic. Anandam Buddhi, the ocean of joy, and again, and that is increasing every moment. And then Pratipadam Purnama Dasadam, at every step we experience new joy, new time. Ever green, ever new, always progressing. As if always progressing, how infinite can make any progress? Where is the room? But still its nature is such, always progressing, showing new and newer things, always. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidhāya Chaitanya, Dayāta. Divine for preaching, that is also not to be ignored. We must do that. That will help us again to collect capital. The khudha, the need, the hunger should be kept up, should be maintained, hunger, to hear, to indent, hunger, to indent goods. And the preaching, the distribution, that will help us a great deal for enjoying new goods. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur.
We'll see if we can engage them at least in Namavas. You see, if we can engage them at least in Namavas.
What is that?
We will send Jayamara Samasta Baddha Jivke Antapake Nama Bhasa Madhya Nijukta Karaita Prabhu.
Nama?
Nama Bhas.
Nama Bhas. That is His will. We don't know. We must attempt our best. This is in our side. We look to our faith and leaving the rest to Him. He is infinite. He must, and He is benevolent, gracious. He will look up to them. If we are sincere, the backing must come. We don't know. No Vaishnava says that I am chanting Shuddha Nama. They all say this is Nama Parad. Not always Nama Bhas even. What capacity I have got. I am the meanest of the mean. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Avatar, nahi kahe avatar, nahi avatar. Munigan. Shastra dare karena nirdhar, navajajde, enthiyajajitamita.
Karen vichar.
Karen vichar. Avatar, the incarnation of the Lord, when He comes here, He does not say, I am avatar. Generally. But the rishis are there, according to the calculation of the Shastra, that this time, one avatar should come, we find in Krishna. So He is avatar with this. These are the signs of avatar. Found in Him. It is the duty of the acharyas to say that one is avatar or not from the Shastra. It has already given by the Lord. A Vaishnava cannot say, does not say, and cannot say that I am a Vaishnava. You see, I am trying to become the servant of a Vaishnava. So much he can assert. as well, practically. I want to be a servant of the Vaishnava. Vaishnava Das. My aspiration, my highest end to become a servant of a Vaishnava. I want that. Nothing else. So much. But so many disturbances in my mind. They are abusing me to reach my goal that I shall be a servant of Vaishnava. So many obstacles there. That will be the real line of thinking of a true Vaishnava. We are told also like that, and we feel also like that. Who is always keep in mind that we are going to deal with the infinite, the absolute. Absolute. So whoever will assert that I have got it, that is a very doubtful, a bogus thing. We may take it safely. Those that assert themselves to be big, we must be suspicious about him. Because the very nature of things requires Sanada Vishuni Jena Taru Vishamani Namana Jena Kirtani Asalahuli. Pinkarang Patitang Mahang Vishamini Bhavam Budhu Vivayatava Pada Pankaja Sthita Dhuli Sadisham Vichinta. Just consider me, very kind of you, to consider me the dust in your feet. Vivhinnangsa. Mami Vangsa Jivaloki Jivahuta Sanatana. Not direct part. Vivhinnangsa. Tatastha Shakti. I am a particle in your marginal potency. So like a dust in the feet. Not even the similar, an atom of the flesh, not that. Not the flesh of the feet. Not svajatiya, but vijatiya. Vivhinnangsa. I am a dust of the feet. Please consider me to be so. My highest ambition is there. That is the direction we get from our masters. That try to think in this way if you want to approach and make a real progress towards the Absolute. You must couch your endeavor in such a way to hit, then you will be able to hit the point. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari. But imitation always should be avoided. Sincere, without sincerity, everything is bogus. Sincerity must be there, whatever. Sarvai de gurar sikha bujhiyalai. Yadi bhaji gurajan sarul karane. Be simple. Be unassuming. Be sincere. Then everything will be bogus. To imitate that I am a sadhu, that is gone. Don't try to imitate. Copy. Copy. But really, try to be so. And don't try to copy the external movements of a sadhu. The inherent, the inner thing, try to reach and try to acquire the innermost thing. Try to enter into the heart of a Vaishnava. And not his figure, not this. It is difficult, of course, to enter into the heart of a Vaishnava. there is the temple of the Lord, and try to connect with to get even a drop of nectar which is within the heart of a Vaishnava, that rasa, a drop of that rasa of high quality and divinity. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. Rasu Vaisha, Rasam Labdharam Anandi Bhavati. After all, we want pure rasa, ananda. That is our quest. And we are told that is in the service of the rasa himself. Rasa is a person, Vakila Ramatamurti. Everyone is in quest for rasa. The status of rasa is the highest. So, if we are person, we have got subjective existence. Rasa has got his super subjective existence. He is person. He is Vakila Ramatamurti. He is Krishna, Rasa. Rasa is Krishna. That cannot be Rasa in any other place but in Krishna. The highest conception, the source, the fountainhead of all Rasa of different type is only in Him. So, by nature of our construction, we are to search after Krishna, Krishna Anusandhan. That's what it's like. The nature of a normal person here, Krishna Anusandhan. Just as Brahma Jigyasa in Vedanta. In Vedanta Sutra, we find Brahma Jigyasa. Inquire after the supreme cause of this world. Search. Search what is the supreme cause. Yato vayumani bhutani jayanti jeno jatani jivanti yat paryanta visam visanti. Where from all has come and where it is being, it is maintaining its existence, how, by whom, and ultimately where do they enter after death? That is Brahma, the most fundamental plane, where from everything is springing up and it remains and then enters. That is Brahma. Inquire after the prime cause, the all accommodating. Adhatu Brahma Jigyasa, the Brihattama, the biggest thing, all accommodating. And Mahaprabhu replaced that, Srimad Bhagavatam replaced that with Krishna, Krishna Anusandhan. That Brahma Jigyasa, that is a dry thing. That is only the exercise of your thinking faculty. Jugglery of reasons. But leave that away. Begin Krishna Anusandhan. Your heart's thirst, quench to try the thirst of your heart. Thirst of your heart. Krishna Anusandhan, Rasa Jigyasa, Rasa Visha. The reason, the things acquired by your reason won't satisfy you. The gain, the knowledge cannot quench your thirst really. The rasa, the anandam, that is a separate thing. So, instead of Brahma Jigyasa, you accept Krishna Anusandhan. Kaha Krishna Prananath Vrajendra Nandam. Kaha jao, kaha pao, mura jivadam. That should be the way of our march, slogan. Krishna, where is Krishna? I want to book. My real want has been discovered, and it is to get the service of Krishna and a noble Brahma Jigyasa, not Paramatma Anusandhan. The yogis, they are trying to enter into the details, in the minutest part of the world. Anuraniyam, what is controlling the whole from within? That is the object of quest of the yogis. The what is controlling from within? Paramatma. Paramatma. And the Gyanis, from where everyone is coming and everything is coming and everything maintained and again everything enters. What is that thing? That Bhuma Vastu, Brahma. And devotees, they want to be what my heart, what is the demand of my innermost heart. I want to satisfy that quench. I do not care to know where am I and what is controlling, but I really want to quench my thirst for rasa, for madhurya, sweetness, that we